Radio Time. My name is Ricky Skinner. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. That stadium roars. Thank you very much for joining us today. My name is Ricky Skinner. I'm your host with sound guy Adrian. Yo, Adrian. Checking in. And we got a... Rob's actually not here today. Rob DeRoach is not here today. So we have a special guest stepping in here. An old friend of mine called Alexis.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
I don't know what's wrong with our sound. Excuse me, Alexis. I have to ask our sound guy here. Where's the applause we've been using in all the other shows?
Right here. I just figured we needed a new applause.
That kind of makes sense.
That applause sounded like somebody in an alley, you know, like cheering on a mugging or something.
All right,
that's what it sounded like. I mean, we had a really great, nice, like, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I was feeling a little...
Hey. Nobody submitted any changes to me in the QC department of sounds. So if I were you, I'd check, you know, the system that you have streamlined. And
all right, well, then give me 5 minutes. So okay. We're going to go 5 minutes without sound.
Oh, jeez. What's the world going to come to now?
5 minutes without sound.
The end of the world now. Okay, well, we have quite a show for you guys today. Today we have magician Joseph Tran coming in with Andy Dugan. They both produce some shows. They're going to come out and give us a shout out here. Tell us what's going on this weekend and other weekends. We also have Mr. Octavio Red.
Octavio Red.
Yeah, he's a musician.
Nice name.
It has a ring to it.
It surely does.
Red ring to it. And he's a musician from Ecuador. Okay. He's Spanish rock.
That's great.
Okay, and all that matters to me is that chicks are flocking to this guy's feet, man. It's such a beautiful chemistry to watch, you know, a rock and roll star up there singing, and, you know, and these girls just throwing their panties.
But that's been throughout history. Are you happy because he's Ecuadorian? Are you happy because you know him? What's the connection?
I mean, we in Ecuador have not had a guy like this since Rico Suave.
Was he Ecuadorian, Rico Suave?
Rico Suave was Ecuadorian.
Why would you claim that?
Why would we claim that?
Yeah, that's horrible.
Because that's funny. Because Rico Suave ended up being, come on, you got to give the guy credit, okay? When he came out with it, he was doing something like musical. He thought, you know, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Here's Billie Jean, right? And then, like, 3 years or 5 years later, everybody's like, ha, 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 Rico Suave.
I don't know.
And then it became a big joke, a big punchline.
I thought it always was a punchline.
Not before Rico Suave. Rico Suave came out with Rico Suave. You got to give him credit where credit's due.
You're right.
You know?
You're absolutely right. Rico Suave.
Rico. Well, Alexis, thank you very much for joining us today. You know, I was taking a walk out in the park the other day. And
yeah.
And I was pondering. And thought maybe I should, maybe I should invite my friend Alexis to the show and see what, while I'm pondering, and see what happens. And as I walked further.
They have tigers at the zoo,
yeah.
Okay.
I just found a soundboard over here. I was getting ready because Frenchie, Adrian, he wasn't here just yet. So I was worried. I was concerned. So I had to get ready. And you saw, you know, we were doing our sound checks.
Yes, we were. With the doggies.
Yes. And so I want to invite Joseph Tran and Andy Dugan into the show. And while they're getting in here, I want to announce you guys, you can call in 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562 is Radio Time. Call in. Today's topic is fame. Joseph Tran is here. And Andy Dugan, obviously feeling the fame in the comedy world and the comedy magic world. Both of them. Andy Dugan, how you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. How you doing, Rick?
Good. Thank you for coming in. Joseph Tran, the magician.
What up, Rick?
Right. What up? How's it going, Joseph?
Everything's good.
So now Andy calls me up and he says, you guys are doing something this weekend. Tell me what's going on.
We're going to be drinking a lot this weekend.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Wow. We just did that this past weekend.
Did that before coming in? Yeah, here?
Really? Hey, do you ever drink before you do a magic trick?
I used to, have a drink or two, maybe, with guests and whatnot, but I can't do it anymore because my current closers involves swallowing 20 needles.
Oh, okay.
Those anything are real needles.
Anything that has to do with swallowing, we're
What's
in.
What's weird is right before we go on, his mom's always like, take a shot.
Yeah, it's scary. I can't drink anymore because of that trick.
Okay. Now, I was watching some of your videos. And there's one where you actually, Joseph Tran, magician, right? Mm-hmm. I had you on here, and I don't know what happened. I lost you. But you took some birds, and you made them into
two birds. And then I made birds magically appear out of fire and thin air.
Oh, my. Yeah.
That is so cool.
If you guys haven't seen this.
That is great.
Where can everybody find you, Joseph?
Yes.
You can find my videos at josephtran.com.
Josephtran.com.
I got two YouTube pages. If you want to see my magic, it's youtube.com/josephtran.com. Spell out the dot.
Yes.
Josephtran.com.
Now, let me go over your credits really quick. Yeah. Joseph Tran, award-winning member of the famed Hollywood Magic Castle. That's big. That's big.
Congratulations, man.
Yes.
Thanks.
Is also a working actor, recently made a guest starring appearance on Nickelodeon's Wendell and Vinny.
Yes, oh, great wow. show. Good people. I could do magic in that show.
Which one's that about? What show is that one about?
Wendell and Vinny's a new show starring Jerry Trainer, and he's like the uncle of this, is like 10 to 12 years old.
Are they
kid.
Like related to iCarly?
He's from iCarly. Yeah, it's Jerry Trainer of iCarly.
See, I was married. I had stepchildren, and I remember iCarly. But after iCarly, after the divorce is split up, I've been watching
no
other stuff.
Carly.
You're no longer
I've been
in touch
watching
with
adult entertainment.
Nothing
now.
But midget porn for you, right?
No, it's the same guy. It's the same guy, and different, different show, different story, and but he's got a nephew who's like a kid genius, and he's like the 8-year-old, 30-year-old.
So what's your role on there?
So I play I play Vito the Magnificent. So I
Vito?
Vito yes. the Magnificent?
I don't look like a Vito.
I know, I was just going to say, by the way, public, Joseph is Asian.
Yes.
That's why we're all Vito?
I came in, I'm like, yo, what's up, I'm Vito. And they're like, yeah, you got the part, Asian guy, yay.
That's like Francis Ford Coppola casting right there.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, we're looking for Vito.
My name is
Tran. Okay, you got the part.
Shoot, I'm glad I got the part, because it's very hard for Asian people, let alone Asian magicians, to get the part. So
sure.
I gotta thank Nickelodeon, because the other network, they'll never cast me.
Which one's that? Network. BET? They'll never cast you, huh?
You think Scorsese would pick you for a role in one of his...
Oh, totally. I mean, I know it's radio, but if you look at my face right now, I look totally gangster.
Yeah, he does. You got to look at his bio here. He's got some nice, he likes, this guy I've seen him perform, okay? And he suits up really nice, first of all, okay? He shows up with,
very nice.
He knows how to dress.
Yeah, I don't wear any of the sequins and everything.
He doesn't wear what I wear.
Not my
I wear t-shirts, and now I got to wear like a man bra under here, these t-shirts.
Yeah, tell me about it.
He wears like nice suits and nice hats. I mean, the guy looks classy. He goes up and he performs these amazing tricks.
I'm going to check him out.
That are you able to do anything for our friend here in front of us that I can do play-by-play for the radio?
Sure. Give me a coin. Give me a pen. Watch this.
He is going into his pocket.
I got a pen right here. I just grabbed a pen right here.
Okay, wait. We got a pen. No more coin.
I don't have a coin. There's a coin.
That's cool. All you gotta do is blow like this. Watch it just blow.
Oh, wait.
You can actually see the pen disappears and comes back.
Okay.
And you can actually keep turning it.
Oh.
One more time.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow.
That's
pretty nice.
Now,
he just made a pen disappear.
Yes.
Or I did, actually. I blew on it.
Was it trippier because you had some drinks earlier?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It actually added.
You're
it was great.
You're catching on. Okay. Joseph, currently you're touring colleges with a show that is in half stand-up comedy and half stand-up magic. Working on a new web series titled Reasons Not to Date a Magician. You know, I went looking on YouTube and I saw a bunch of these videos that were reasons not to date a magician. What's that all about?
I love it. It's something that... We you know, my production team and I, the team that helps put my show together, and, you know, we also shoot a bunch of different things, but we just came up with this idea of, hey, you know, if it's, you know, we gotta, you know, make fun of your craft and, you know, poke a little fun at it. And I thought it was a great idea, but, you know, magicians, they get really sensitive really easily. So.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
So, but after a while, we're like, you know what? Let's just go for it.
I mean, magicians are so sensitive.
Are they really?
That comedians say, hey, magicians are sensitive.
Why, are comedians?
And comedians are sensitive.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we did it. And you know, we went in a different direction. Because usually when like, the media makes fun of magicians, they either make, like, an old guy, you know, with a creepy vibe, possibly with a mental condition, or some like, you know, socially inept teenager, possibly with a mental condition. So,
okay,
you know, this character, this guy, this magician, his name is Joe the Magician, just okay. A regular old guy, and he can talk to girls. You know, he's socially capable, but for some reason, he just gets out there, and because of his craft, he does, you know, something stupid at the last minute, and it's funny, and. And, you know, we had a lot of fun. We decided to shoot it as a way to thank my fans and the fans of Stars and Boulevards.
How long have you been doing this, the dating the magician?
We've been shooting this. We've been talking about it for like a year now, but we've only been shooting it for about 4 months.
So okay.
That's great.
We have 5 episodes out. We have 10 slated for the season, and we have 2 seasons.
So it's at baby stage.
It's at a baby stage, and we're doing it on our own. No Kickstarter, no.
Good for you.
No Indiegogo. Yeah,
that's how it has to do.
It's scary.
You have to do it that way. Now, how long have you been performing? How long, like, what age range are you? 20s?
I'm in my 20s, late 20s.
Good. Okay.
Nice.
Just played a 17-year-old Nickelodeon.
Okay. Oh, no way.
Yeah, totally.
You had to shave that Fu Manchu you got going on there, huh? You had to take that off?
I had to shave. I was shaving in the elevator because I got there at the audition. Like, there were real 17-year-olds.
That's cool.
They were real 17. You
know? They were real 17. They could really pull it off.
Yeah.
But you landed it, though.
I landed it because you know, I did like psychological warfare on the other 17-year-olds.
Okay.
I was like,
yeah.
You're not
going to
get it.
Yeah. I'm a magician. I'll make your head disappear. That's cool.
Yeah, that's on our other YouTube page. It's at youtube.com/ The Joseph Tran Show.
Now, when did you
reason
start?
Not to date a magician.
When did you start your magic? Like, was it when you were in kindergarten? Was it in high school? When did it happen?
I started quite a few days ago. And
that's good to know. Hey, I heard I was booked on the radio show, and I said, hey, I should buy some books.
She made that video really fast, man.
Hey, I made a pen disappear, right?
boom, there it is. Now, I started over 15 years ago. You know, actually, I started when I was really young. My parents came from Saigon, Vietnam, after the war. And, you know, I grew up in a town where there are no kids around.
Okay.
And I didn't have any money to buy a magic set, but I got a free library book, free deck of cards. And then I did it in high school again to meet people, i.e. meet girls.
Uh-huh.
And then I just kept doing it. Magic, it paid my way through college. And that's, you know, and magicians in the community, the Magic Castle, they start seeing my work. And they start sort of taking me under their wing. And while I was in college, I met this crazy man, Andy Dugan, right here.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we started working together. And
now, what college was that?
I was at Cal State Northridge.
CSUN.
CSUN. Yeah.
All right.
I met this guy the very first day of college. And, you know, all these years later.
Not that many years.
Don't
add that many.
Still working together. Still getting in trouble together.
Yeah.
That's great.
He just don't pass for 17. Right?
Well, not around real 17-year-olds. I mean, if you put us in a room with 40-year-olds, hell yeah, we're 17.
He's a
year.
Now, funny thing about Andy is we have a sponsor called 5-4. It's our clothing, 5-4 clothing.
Yes.
And if you join 5-4club.com, you get actually first 3 months, if you say is radio on the promo code, you get your first 3 months $15 off, which is like 75% off of monthly clothes. It's like it's a membership that you go 54club.com and you join the membership and you pay every month and they send you some clothes every month, like $120, $150 worth of clothes. It's the stuff. Wow. It's this stuff, 5'4".
Right? Yeah, that is really cool.
And
yeah.
So when I said, Andy is, how tall are you, Andy?
5'4".
Okay. So when Andy comes up to me at a show and he goes, hey, man, I like your sweater. What kind of sweater is that? And I go 5'4". He goes, shut up. He goes, very funny, Rick. Really? What kind of sweater? I said, 5'4".
No, wait. 5'4", is it like they're specialized for shorter people, or is it just...
No, 5'4", it's 5'4" because it means what does it mean? You know,
women won't talk to you is what it means for me.
He was talking about equality.
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 Yeah. So I'm the height of equality?
No, because five minus four equals one, so that makes us all one equal.
But one company was taken?
Very nice. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's like Reese's Pieces and peanut butter. I don't know. It's like Twix and crackers, something like that. I don't know. It's an entrepreneur mind thing. I don't get it.
Yeah, no,
okay?
It's awesome.
All I know is I got rickiz.com and I'm loving it. Six letters, that's it. Rickiz.com.
I'm loving it. You're the guy who took your porn site, right?
So... I want to also ask right here, Joseph, you got something about Stars and Boulevards. What's that all about?
Well, Stars and Boulevards is a project that Andy and I started like was it 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And where you guys tour everywhere? Or?
Yeah, we tour all around Los Angeles. And okay. Then Los Angeles became Southern California. And then that just became California. And hopefully in the future it will become the United States. And hopefully after that it will become like Beijing, Peking, China.
Just China mainly, because that's where we're going. So
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to stay where the market's
really?
At.
Yeah.
No, that's great, man.
I think you'll be big in China.
Like literally
big. Yeah.
He's going to towel over there.
I think, you're going to go play pro basketball over there, Andy.
Absolutely, dude. That's the way it should be.
No, but seriously, I'm talking about your comedy. You'll be big over there.
Come on.
They won't understand him.
They don't need to understand. They just need to pay.
They're like he's our height, though. He's our height. I like him. Okay.
That's like us right now. No one understands us, but they still show up.
Yeah. So. Now, I've watched Joseph sometimes, and you are pushing really strong, and you get a big crowd in a lot of your shows. Have you had, today's subject is fame. Obviously, we're all kind of walking this ladder to fame. Some of us a longer, windier one. Some of us an elevator, escalator straight to fame. But it's interesting to see the people that are going through it. I don't know if, for example, a good friend of mine, Rick Glassman, he's a comedian out at the Comedy Store. I mean, now he's on TV. I just saw him. He's going to be on some show. Very interesting how this stuff starts to happen. A couple of comedians I know on Conan, and they come out. What are you experiencing right now with say fans maybe coming on a little too strong on Facebook, maybe showing up all of a sudden at your shows and, I love you or what, anything weird like that?
I have had a couple of fans like follow me and then they'll tweet me and then they'll post on my Facebook page and then they'll send me a message on my Facebook fan page. But one of my mentors always said you've made it in the world when you have your own personal stalker.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I love it.
Right? It's true.
True. I'm at a point where at the end of all of my shows, I tell them, listen, if you find me on my MySpace, and who uses MySpace anymore? No, but
I know.
Just people still use it.
Just and all the three people are there.
The musicians trying to get out there.
Yeah. It's actually musicians and comedians. They can put like their tracks on there. So I get find me on MySpace, Facebook, whatever. And if you buzz me, I promise I'll buzz you back. And people do it, and I try, to buzz them back. And that's kind of where I am. I don't have any crazy stalkers yet, except for Andy over here.
Well, let me see. We have a caller right now.
Nice.
I don't know if it's your stalker. Okay, it could be. But who's on the line right now?
Hi, this is Misty.
Hi, Misty. Where are you calling from, Misty?
Los Angeles.
Cool, Miss Day. Well,
nice. California. Lots of people here.
Last part.
Well, Miss Day, my name's Rick. Today's topic is fame. Or are you calling to talk to Joseph? Which one is both? Are you somebody famous or are you calling to talk to Joseph?
Oh, I'm calling 100% because I'm famous.
Okay.
Nice.
Misty.
Yeah.
Okay. Misty, what's your claim to fame?
Well, everybody here in LA knows me as the name maker because I make up names for things. Okay. I make them super cool. Okay. I make like hundreds of dollars a year doing it because for me, it's like not for the money. It's for the notoriety, you know?
Right. Now you say you make up names. Like if I didn't have one, you would come give me one?
Or
is it for pregnant moms?
I come up with things that are like really trendy and cool. Like I came up with the word drank instead of saying drink because it's not cool to use you're saying a present tense sentence.
Okay.
And like if you use past tense in a present sentence, then you're cool. But if you use it the other way, then it's just not cool and you're a total tool.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah. I am Googling you right now.
Yeah.
You're very defined, Misty. That's good.
That's interesting. You know, I made up a name, Recalculus.
Recalculus.
Yeah. That's like, well, that sounds really immature. I came up with hashtag twinning, which is when twins win.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
I get it. Because, you know, if you put the T and the W, you know, together, it makes
I'm like really good at it. I was an English major and I minored in cheer. So I'm pretty much an expert.
Oh, that's nice.
That is so cool.
That's nice. Tell me something, Miss Day. Are you originally from LA? I think you are.
I totally would never live anywhere else. Are you kidding? Like, where would I live?
That's where it's at. Dude. Misty, you can totally fit in Minnesota.
That's our LA girl. That's our LA girl right there, Misty.
Oh, my goodness.
Misty.
Like, if you don't live in LA, you're automatically a redneck.
Okay. Well, Misty, I want to thank you very much for calling in. You're a great caller. That was Misty from LA. I think we'll have her call back. We got another caller here. Hello, is radio. Who's calling in? Hello, what's your name? Hello.
Oh, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot there, buddy.
The hell to you, too.
That is a dedicated fan of the show.
Yeah, I think that was my stalker right there.
Yeah, that was your stalker. I'm done stalking this guy.
I heard some heavy breathing.
I'm done stalking this guy. Anyways, wow. You guys ever ran into a girl like Misty here in a bar in L.A.?
That's where they go to die.
Yeah.
I think Misty, I mean, the perfect example of Misty was that girl on Swingers at the party.
Oh,
when he walks up to her. And she goes, no. And she goes, what kind of car do you drive? And then he answered it. He answered it honestly. Like, he's an idiot. Okay, the caller called back. Who's on the line here on Is Radio Time?
Rick, how you doing? This is Brock Berkowitz out of Rattlesnake Hunters.
Hey, Brock. Brock Berkowitz?
How you doing, Brock?
Brock Berkowitz, Rattlesnake Hunters, Channel 792 out of Death Valley, public radio.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of you, but are you famous out in Arizona?
A lot of places, man. I'm going to tell you this. It's from Death Valley all the way into Arizona, all the way into, I don't know if you know where the Kern River cuts through, but we get a lot of the people that go up that whole river.
That's a huge demographic.
Yeah. That's quite big. Right? And I haven't populated as well.
What was that?
Well, I was listening to The Magician. It was a magician or a comedian, right? One of those guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were talking about the whole fame thing, and I was thinking, God damn it, I know that.
The whole what? You know, we're talking about fame, but you're a rattlesnake catcher. Really? I mean,
I'm a rattlesnake hunter.
Okay, rattlesnake hunter. So you have fans that go watch you hunt rattlesnakes?
Well, here's I'm actually come out and watch. So most of what we do, we have a PBS show that we do once a month, but most of what we do is on the radio on 790 AM.
PBS is selling.
Okay. And so
it's a new concept. It's rattlesnake hunting on the radio, so it's a little more difficult with everything to audio.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you being a rattlesnake hunter and being famous in the state of Arizona all the way up to the Kern River, what is it that you actually go through fame-wise? Do you have girls chasing you, or what kind of fans
Edgeless
do you
stuff.
What's that?
I, I go down to the Dixie Mart. I run down there just, I don't know, get a beer and some smokes or something. And right across the aisle, hey, Rattlesnake Hunter, you know, like nonstop Rattlesnake Hunter, like 2-3 people, like a week. And you know, it gets to, you know, it's great. Like at first you're like, oh man, I am, you know, and you're into it. But, like, I'll be with my kids, you know, and we're trying to have a family day, you know, and someone will come out of nowhere and be like, hey, Rattlesnake Hunter, you know, and, like, I get P. Diddy and all them people because I'll turn to them and I'll be like, hey, man, this is fucking family day, you know.
That's hashtag Twitty right there.
So, I'm sorry, I couldn't even hear you.
According to Misty, that's hashtag twinning right there.
Yeah.
Wait, do we owe her money for that now?
Twinning.
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 Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you guys are saying. I just, does that have to do with anything to do with Rattlesnake?
It's a Hollywood thing. You wouldn't get it, but.
No, I don't know. I'm not even into that whole. Well, that's the thing. Well, is like, I get the Hollywood thing, but I don't want to move out there just yet.
Now, are you
ready?
Are you planning on doing a documentary on you or a TV show, like, you know, like dating a Rattlesnake Hunter?
Or.
Funny because, well, I'm married, but I do date. And oh no, my wife knows. My wife knows. My job means I could die any day, so I'm not passing Tang up ever. She knows that. You know, it's me. She knows that. You know, me and the snakes. We're like kind of, what is that? Like where we see the same, like that simpatio thing.
Yeah.
And so we're like, yeah, right. So we hunt, and like I hunt them, and then women. You know?
They go hand in hand. Yep. Snakes and women. Yep. Can't beat it.
Yeah. Oh, I meet a lot of women in my trade because I get bit a lot. And so I'm at that hospital.
Nice.
And they got the nurses there. And you know how starstruck they get. They're like, oh, man, I've heard your show. You know, you're the Rattlesnake Hunter. You know, I mean, I'll tell them, like, hey, I'm the, you know, but like they go, oh, yeah, you know, I might have heard of that.
Wow.
And you know?
They want you to autograph their butt or
their chest,
or a piece of paper or their breast.
The release papers.
Their pet rattlesnake.
Oh, women want me to bite their boobs.
Really?
Oh, really?
Do you have like a rattlesnake bite when you bite?
Well, I know how to do it. Like, again, like I say, we're kind of, for whatever reason, I don't know what happened, but at first, you know, I was like, just had that whole, and, you know, that whole amphibious thing.
Got it.
And so I've always kind of felt with them, you know?
Cool.
And like, you know, and I use a lot of them for like accessories.
Well, Brock, I really want to thank you very much for calling in.
Yes, Brock.
That was
really
a very,
appreciate it.
I didn't know there was rattlesnake hunters.
I didn't know there was such a demographic between, you know, Death Valley and
Kern River.
Kern River. Yes.
Absolutely.
Huge.
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 You must. You got like a man's name too, yeah. Like
Brock.
That.
Brock.
Yeah.
Brock.
Yeah. It fits. Yeah. What he does. It fits.
My dad was. He was brought up in the woods, and he comes from a Jewish family. So, but, you know, real man's kind of.
He's like, these
wood.
Trees are covered with Brock, and then there you go.
Brock.
Yeah.
Brock. 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 Bring me a bagel, Brock. Hey, thanks for calling in, Brock. Really appreciate it,
Brock.
His dad got really Jewish.
Yeah, he did.
Bring me bagel,
Brock! Bring me bagel! We got more people calling in here. It's radio time. Who's calling in from the 805?
The 805.
Who's calling in? Who is this?
Yes. I work Westlake. I live Westlake Village. I am very mad.
Why are you so upset?
Okay, what's your name, first of all?
My name is Tilda.
Tilda.
I am a woman who wear all purple. I wear all purple. Purple shoes, purple socks, purple pants. Purple panties, purple everything.
Ooh,
and there
sexy.
Is a woman sexy. Who wear all pink. All pink. And this woman stole me. She stole what I do.
Messing with your face.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, she's a hacker.
Yeah, she stole her thunder.
Your entertainment.
I have
purple convertible. Got pink convertible.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's just a crime.
That's not cool, Tilda. Where are you from?
Westlake Village.
Yeah, but you have an accent. Where is that from?
Argentina.
Oh, okay.
Argentinian women, very sexy in purple.
So are you the famous Argentina purple woman? Is that what you're claiming?
Well, I moved to this country and I tried purple and everybody loved my purple. But then the woman, she got a billboard. You know the woman I speak of?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've seen her around. I've seen her driving around. I believe her name is Barbie.
She stole my name, too. My name, Angelina. Her name, Angela.
Oh.
Angela. She's just stealing at all sorts of levels here, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, Tilda, thank you for calling
in. She treated her like PETA and throw purple on her.
Yeah, because she says she
is
was,
her name
she says she was Argentina, but then she sounded very like Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
And then she had a little bit of Filipino in her, didn't she?
At the beginning,
She's multi-versatile.
We have another call. Who's on his radio right now? What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Oh, they hung up and called again. Hello.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You guys are talking about those that have carved their own identity, their own fame, eh? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. What's your name, sir?
What's your name?
Oh, well, my name is Rocky Listed now, and I'm the finest real estate agent in all of Manitoba, yeah?
Manitoba, Minnesota?
Yeah. Well, outside of Winnipeg, the rest of Manitoba, the other 3,823 people, I've sold most of their houses.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
Interesting. And so do people follow you around Manitoba?
Well, we have some of them, some of those same reality shows that you have. Some of the, we don't have as many channels, you know, the HGTV, the DIY, the FLN, the RSVP, AOK,
STD,
kind of stuff.
You're technically savvy. I can tell.
We have Canadian versions of that, you know, which reach a handful of households, and if you got your satellite dish tweaked just the right way, it'll come in clear enough to know it's me. But they follow me around. I got a big deal going. You know, we every now and then we sell something in the six figures.
Big time, huh? That's big time commission too. Where do you take the family when you make that kind of commission?
Oh, well, the cost of living up here, you know, we get free health care. It's mostly frostbite and hunting injuries. There's not a lot that we need health care for, but you know, people. It's become more, you know, it's becoming a better place to live, and they turn to old Rocky when they need some place to go.
Okay. And let me ask you something. Being such a wizard at real estate, where do you see the market going up there? I mean, is it going to move faster than the California market per se, or?
Yeah. I see it turning away from caribou farms and more to deer farms. That's the main shift
happening.
And I wouldn't know that much about how it goes, and you know, in a place as fancy as Los Angeles there, but you got all those celebrities like that. Who's an Argentine girl that was just calling in? We had a
Tilda. Yeah,
we had a girl from right near there that was came through town once. It was I think she was Argentine. No, Armenian. I'm sorry. That's just near in the alphabet, ain't it? That ain't near on the map.
Yeah.
Either way, it was
close enough.
She was dark and lovely once you shaved her. So one of those.
Well, thank you very much for calling in from Winnetoba, the famous real estate agent.
Yes.
What was his name? Anybody catch his name? I missed his name.
Was it Rock?
The Jewish snake hunter.
I was hoping to get a call from like Mike Tyson or
like
a real famous person here. Instead, we've gotten Misty and the Valley Girl and
the guy
and
from
Brock.
Minnesota. Well, we,
0.6 fame is not all it's cracked up to be.
Fame,
all the callers.
Well, I think somebody is calling right now. Hello, who's on the line? Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
You hang up on me? You hang up on me because I'm the water pink? I hang up on you.
All right, Tilda. Thank you, Tilda. Tilda from Argentina. Tilda from Argentina. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Tilda shouldn't be so upset. Argentina's having a pretty good year. I mean, they got the Pope, right?
They got the
runner-up to the Masters.
Exactly.
What else do they want?
Exactly. The runner-up to the Masters.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think she's quite religious, but I could be wrong.
Man, that pink thing really got to her. Right?
You see, fame is relative. That's the big lesson that can be taken today.
So Joseph Tran and Andy Dugan, where can everybody see you guys perform?
Well, Stars and Boulevards touring around Los Angeles. The next show is May 19th.
Okay.
Sunday, May 19th. This Sunday, 7:30 p.m. at the Hollywood Improv.
On Melrose. And,
on Melrose, yeah.
Okay, okay.
It's our new home there, so we brought out all the stops. We've got, variety acts. We've got comedians. We've got some...
Burlesque dancers. We have Burlesque dancers.
It's currently on the top rated variety shows in Los Angeles. We're very proud of it. We work very hard at it. And, you know, usually you go to see the performers that come here, you would pay like $40-$50 a ticket to see them.
Right.
And for the price of, a ticket a night at a comedy club, you can see all these headliners get together.
That's, yeah.
And that is awesome. Actually, for your listeners, about. We have a promo code. If you guys go up to the door and you use the word magic, you get in for $7.
Magic.
Oh, magic.
That's
magic.
M-A-G-I-C. You don't know our listeners.
You didn't have to spell it. Exactly. Make it speak.
Yes, I think we have a call. Might be for you guys. Who's calling? Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Lexi. I'm calling for Joseph Tran.
Hey, Lexi.
Hey, Lexi.
What are you wearing?
Are you Joseph?
What am I wearing?
Yeah, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing an old pair of sweats.
Oh, that is so sexy.
I love that. It's not all purple, is it?
Just make sure it's not pink. That was the anti.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you know Joseph?
Well, actually, I saw him perform a couple of years ago at the Metric Castle, and his face was familiar, so I thought I would just... give him a call and see what this show is all about.
Yeah, well, we're interviewing Joseph right now, and we're talking about fame and how he has stalkers, and you called.
Sorry, Joseph. Don't mean to be a stalker.
Hey, you're not a stalker. You're a follower. You're a fan. I appreciate you. So are you coming to see the show this Sunday?
Oh, well, okay. So
there's
a show on Sunday. Where is the show? What are the details?
There you go. There you go.
Tune into the radio show, right? We just gave out
just
the information.
Time.
Yeah.
Again, it's at the Hollywood Improv this Sunday, 7:30 p.m. And you know what? Since you've seen my show before, come on down, mention your name, and we'll get you some free tickets as well.
How's there that? You go. All right.
It's a different show, though, right?
Oh, whoa. It's a very different show. Very different show from what I do with Magic Castle.
This time he's doing it with pants on.
Yes, that's pretty much it.
It's going to be very different.
Important. Very important.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right. Any other questions for Joseph?
Squeaking
her voice.
Ask away. Cool, but I'm kind of drawing a blank right now.
Okay. Do I make you nervous?
Honey, no one makes me nervous.
He is Vito after all.
Can we be Facebook friends now?
There's smoke coming out of my headphones right now. Well, thanks for calling in, hon. Go catch Joseph and Andy Dugan at the Improv Hollywood. What night again?
Sunday. 7:30. Get there early.
Thank you very much, guys, for joining us today.
Oh, right before we
jam,
a couple of our sponsors for the show I want to give a shout-out to.
Yes.
Slice of Lime is a cancer foundation run by Lauren Sobel Miller. She's one of the sponsors of the show. So a big shout-out to them for supporting us. They had a golf tournament, and they raffled off some tickets so that they can keep the money for what they do. So I just want to give a big shout-out to them because they're awesome.
That's great, good man.
Awesome.
That's a good cause.
Thank you very much. Anything, Joseph, anything else you want to...
Well, this has been quite educational, and I love it. Hey, thanks, guys, for having me.
Did you have fun here?
I had a blast.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah. I'd love to come back.
Because we've been getting good feedback. Yeah. We've been getting good feedback from our comedian friends that we've had here.
And our family doesn't count, Rick.
My mom loves the show.
My mom keeps saying that.
She doesn't even listen to it. She loves it.
Yeah. My mom can't speak English, but she just says it's amazing.
It's like, as long as you're not living at my home, Miko, it's fantastic.
He's number one. So we've been getting good feedback. The comedians love the show. As you know, we get a bunch of calls in.
Yeah.
These crazy people that call in. I don't know where they're calling.
They're fantastic.
No such thing as crazy people. We want them all.
Yeah. Exactly. So I thank you guys for coming out.
Thank
again, Joseph Tran and Andy Dugan.
All right.
Give it up for them. Sound
thanks, guys.
Come on, Frenchie.
Come on, sound
come
guy.
Come on, Frenchie.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.
Next coming up, we're going to have Octavio Red coming in. Give me a song break if you can. Prep a song break for me.
Come on, Frenchie.
We're going to have Octavio Red. Octavio Red's going to be giving away posters He's going to be giving away posters and CDs. This guy's from Ecuador, and he's been singing a lot. Thank you, guys.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much. This guy's been singing a lot of Spanish rock.
Okay? Really?
And he's been getting a lot of girls.
Tu música en tu idioma.
Yeah, yeah. Mucho español. So we're going to get a song from Octavio.
I'm trying to find a record version on YouTube.
It's funny because this guy. Before the show, he was like, we should get Octavio's songs queued up.
We
should have them queued up. And then I'm like, hey,
here we are,
that's
3 hours
great
later.
Idea. That's what thinking that he would have listened to himself.
Yeah, I think he was delegating.
You know what he needed me to do? He needed me to email it to him.
No, I didn't need it, but I'm just saying that I can't find a album version.
Are you crazy?
What the heck?
Frenchie
didn't get it?
No, he didn't get it.
Oh,
I got
geez.
It. Don't worry. Don't worry. Here we go. Octavio Red. Here we go. A live Christmas performance.
Oh, he's got a CD.
Why don't you come on in, Octavio?
All right.
We're going to do a commercial break, music break with you in here.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Hey.
Give the CD to that guy. He'll play it for you.
All right, here.
Give it to that guy. Okay, in the meanwhile.
I'm on it today, man.
Yeah, thank you, sound good.
We push the talent around.
Yo, Adrian,
in this show.
You're a bum.
Yo, Adrian,
you're a bum.
You're a bum, Adrian.
You're a bum.
You're a bum then. You're a bum now.
You're a bum. Let's cue up a song if we can, Mr. Nick in the sound booth.
Nick.
So, what did you think about those callers, Alexis?
I thought they were great.
Yeah?
I mean, you can't beat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all written. I wrote all that. No,
I thought
didn't.
You had.
I didn't. I got to start thanking those people that call in, those crazy characters that call in. Do me a favor. If you called in, send me an email, send me a message just to remind me that you were such and such a person calling in so I can thank you. Nick, are we ready with that song? Okay, we're just going to be.
We're just about just ready here.
Because our sound guy didn't queue up. And we have
a Frenchie sound guy. That is why he's he's not up to par.
We're gonna play one of Octavio's songs. Which song, Octavio, should they play? Okay.
Right.
Okay, we were there.
That wasn't me.
As we're getting nipples being shown to us from Joseph Trent and Andy Dugan.
They're showing their nipples.
They're putting their nipples up against the glass. That's disturbing. And we have, how old is this young man over here?
Oh, yes.
He's 10 years old.
We're
going to
traumatize
son?
Him.
Okay, what's up, my man? What's your name?
Mark is in the house, everyone.
Thank you for coming by, Mark. We'll let you say a couple things in the microphone after Octavio. We handle with Octavio and his music. He's importing the CD. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, Octavio. I thought my crew would have had some stuff ready. Octavio Red is here with us. Let's give him an applause.
This one deserves a new one. How's
everybody doing?
Good. You're on. We have that mic on. Yeah, we have that mic on. Octavio is Spanish rock.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How's
First of all, thanks for inviting me over. It's a pretty cool spot. I like it. I already wrote on the wall and, did graffiti all over. So
good.
All
right. Great. You're the true Latino in you.
Hope you don't
that.
Call the cops on me. But
he is Ecuadorian after all.
Yes. I am Ecuadorian. I got to warn you.
Yes. Now, this guy, you were born in Guayaquil.
Guayaquil.
Saludo
para la gente de Guayaquil.
Wow, this guy was...
Saludo a la gente de Guayaquil.
This guy was born in the city my parents were born in. Yeah, that's great. And then when
but
did you come?
But that's not his fault.
I know. That's a coincidence.
I know.
When did you come to the States?
Oh, I was about my son's age. I was like 10, okay. 11.
You're 10, 11 years
10,
old.
10, 11 years old.
Now, when you came to the States, were you thinking automatically rock and roll? Or were you thinking like a delivery guy?
Besides delivery guy and the pizza guy and the painting guy, no, I'm just kidding. I actually did know that I wanted to do music, and I specifically liked Spanish rock since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I got in trouble for it. That's why I love it.
You got in trouble for Spanish rock?
Yes.
Where did you go to? Where did you get in trouble?
School. That's a story that not that many people know about.
Okay.
Because
it was Spanish or because it was rock?
No, not because it was Spanish rock. No, well, the thing is, like, I was in third grade. And there was this party.
I'm sorry. You know what I picture? I picture Octavio singing, Súbete a mi moto. Hey, put that away! Detention!
No, it was actually a song that talked about sex. And I was in third grade and I played it.
Whoa.
And my teacher was gone. I mean, it was a little kid party, you know, one of those little parties. He went to the bathroom. When he came back, everybody was rocking to that song by Los Prisioneros. It's called Sexo. Yeah.
Okay.
If you look into it. And then when he came back, he's like, who did that?
Yeah.
And I was like, me?
Okay.
He's like, he grabbed, you know, back in the day, they would grab you from here and, you know, like during recess.
What city was this in?
Guayaquil.
Ecuador. In Ecuador. Okay.
Yeah, they used to like, they used to spank you. Yeah, they used to spank you back in the days. Yeah. And then it turns out that they made me kneel through all of recess just to let everybody know that I was a bad kid.
Oh,
that thing. And I was crying and I'm like, this is what I'm going to do for a living.
We actually have the song that you sang.
All right.
As growing up.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
And that's it right there. That's the song that I owe everything to.
This is the song that you were listening to as a kid.
Yeah, just imagine. I mean, it's got a nice beat to it. I mean, we're talking about in the 80s. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let it play to the song. I want to hear the words.
Let it play, Frenchie.
Okay, this sounds like a little bit of a ska.
Yeah,
it sounds like a little ska. It's like Madhouse. English beat.
Yeah.
So they marched.
It's coming.
He's karaoke champ over in Burbank.
He knows it.
But he likes to sing. Go ahead, keep singing.
I'm not singing.
He gets all embarrassed.
I'm saving my vocal cords.
Oh, what do you say, for karaoke tonight?
Yeah.
We're going to Porn Star Karaoke tonight.
We have to do what we have to do sometimes.
I mean, you got porn stars and karaoke.
Check his headphones, and we're ready for Octavio's first song. Let's go ahead. This is what's this song called, Octavio?
Number one, it's called Lejos de Ti.
Lejos de Ti.
Lejos de Ti, that means far
from you.
From you.
Yes, sir.
Does Where I Want to Be follow that? Far from you is where I want to be.
Oh, man.
All right. Here it is. This is Octavio Red. We're going to take a listen to this.
And we'll be right back.
Encontré una foto de ti y suspires más que decir. Me duele tanto aquella despedida que nos separó. Mil kilómetros el tiempo pasó. Quiero que sepas que lejos de ti.
Song there, but our sound guy was over here with me trying to help me with my computer. No secrets. It's
There's
all,
no secrets here.
It is radio. We're with Octavio Red. What was the name of that song again?
It's called Lejos de Ti.
Lejos de ti.
Is where I want to be.
Lejos
de Ti is where I want to be.
You can make two versions.
You could. Well, right? Make two songs. Like, you can make Lejos de Ti.
You could.
Y quiero estar.
Yeah.
No, that's quite slow.
Now, Octavio. The subject today is fame. And so everybody, I look at these, look, let me tell you how I met Octavio.
How did you meet Octavio?
We were both invited to be recognized by the Ecuadorian Committee Culture here in LA, which I looked up to a lot because my dad, when I was young, he would take me to these events and always donate money, and he always helped out with the events, and all the Ecuadorian people would stay together, culture. And then they were recognizing me one day for my comedian. And they haven't even seen my shows. That's funny. they're like, oh, yeah, he's funny. You guys
have They just know you're a comedian from Ecuador.
They're
like, yeah, we have someone up here.
Yeah.
Let's go.
They don't know that I'm just doing open mics. No. And then me and Octavio run into each other, and he starts singing. And I'm like, whoa, this guy can sing. You know, he was belting out some music. So I said, you know what, one day I'd like to go see a show. And I went to your Conga Room show in downtown LA.
Yes, yes.
And I was there. And
it was a good turnout, man.
It was a very good turnout. And
he
had a lot of ladies, Alexis.
Well, why are you going to a show?
Hold on. Relax. Come on. Okay. The talent is there. You could tell when the talent is there. When you have a lot of ladies.
Yes.
Ladies that are just going.
That's the validation that you need.
They're like, Octavio. And I was like, I was standing there and I was like, look at this guy.
Who is this guy?
He's me, right?
Who is this guy?
He was up there singing. And
we got to remember, though. And then, singers always are number one. They get the first.
Hey, and I want to thank him too because when he was up there on stage, the girls were going, ah! And then he goes, oh yeah, comedian Ricky Skeeta's here with us. And they all the girls looked at me and they go, who the fuck is that guy? Who's that guy? And they're like, we don't want that guy. We want that guy.
But you felt good for a second, man. Right? It was nice.
A little second because the guy who was getting all the was like, hey, ladies, if only one of you could get me, there's this guy over here.
That's funny, man. Hey, but they knew who you were, though, at least. You know, I pointed you out, yes. And everybody's like,
yeah, everybody's
like, okay.
They're like, all right.
They're like, is that Howie Mandel? Anyways, so you're from Guayaquil. You came to the States. Yeah. When did you start playing music, like in high school? Were you like a rebel?
I've always liked music, but then I would do karaoke when I was like 15, 16, you know, that sort of thing. But I never actually got to develop until my late teens.
Uh-huh.
I started picking up the guitar because I had a band, but then I had to depend on my guitarist all the time. So I figured I might as well learn how to play it. So that's what I did.
So you started the guitar first?
Started the guitar first.
Okay.
And then, you know, over the years, you kind of build into it and you get better and you still, you know, work on it.
Okay.
It's a long road. So
absolutely.
It's definitely, nothing happens overnight.
How many like open mics would you do once in a week in Hollywood, in a cafe?
I mean, there's been weeks where I've been busy like every day, and there's been weeks where I don't do anything. You know, it varies. I'm sure you know how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, just 3 weeks ago, I came back from Mexico. I went for a small tour in Jalisco, Mexico.
Yeah, I saw
that. I don't know if you saw the video.
How many people were in that that concert?
It was like a few thousand. Yeah. A few thousand
people. Like 2,000
people.
Yeah,
that's great.
And it was a great turnout, actually. It was better than I expected.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
Awesome. Have you ever performed in Peru?
No, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to late. What, did you hear something about it or?
No, he lived it. He thinks he's Peruvian, but he's not.
I lived there for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I was growing up when I was 16 to 21, so like that's the age where you just sort of have like
Look at this.
Yeah, they like it.
And we're heading there late July.
Okay.
There's going to be an international film festival that's going to be taken from here. It's Broadway International Film Festival. I don't know if you heard anything about that.
Yeah.
You have? Well, I'm opening up the show. There's only going to be two artists.
Wow.
Yeah, so congratulations.
That's great.
It's a big gig.
Yeah, definitely.
And you've performed with Gerardo too, Rico Suave.
Yeah,
Rico
Suave. I'm friends with him and his brother. His brother's
Friends with
Javier.
Him first, pal.
Okay.
Step off. I saw Jerry. We used to call him Jerry, okay, when we were kids. I saw Jerry first break dance.
Oh, really?
I was about 11 or 12 years old, and he was about 15 or 16, and he was just like doing all this Michael Jackson moonwalk, and I was just sitting there, and I remember my mom was like, we're eating now. And I'm like, no, look at this, mom. Yeah. he's moving and shaking and worming.
Really good,
yeah. So he was a great dancer at first, and then I saw his whole thing, you know, come up. And
that's great.
And he did a good, and I see him performing with you. I see him performing with you in Ecuador. And where else are you going to be going besides Peru?
I'm supposed to go back to Mexico to do a music video in Mexico City for one of my new songs. I don't know if I sent you that new song. Probably not, but I mean...
No, you're not. We're friends on Facebook, but we're not like personal friends. You never call me. I always call you, but you never call me.
You hurt his feelings, and I'm kind of hurt.
Yeah, he saw the reaction of the girls in the audience when they say, he goes, can't bring that guy with the posse.
He goes, once he saw that, he's like, well, that guy won't make the cut. He wouldn't make the cut.
No, when I met this guy, I figured, like, hey, this is a cool guy, you know? He's actually funny.
When he went up on stage, did it sound something like this?
I'm so used to that. My family just going to my shows.
Mijo, hello, you're so funny. I remember the look on people's faces when you were busting out those American jokes in Spanish.
Oh yeah,
and they were like, remember that? And you were telling me they probably don't know what the hell I'm saying, but they still they're like.
I remember there was this really old lady in her like 80s, 90s. She's sitting front row.
Wow.
You know, a little old lady from the Pueblo. You know,
right.
Doesn't understand, you know, obviously doesn't have a cell phone. And so the first thing I ask her is, you know when you're on your cell phone? And I look at her, right?
She's like, oh.
I go, you know when you're on your cell phone? And then she goes, she just kind of looks at me. I go, well, you probably don't have a cell phone. And the whole place just started laughing. And then
with an iPad.
I said, you probably don't have Facebook, Twitter. And she just was lost. And everybody was laughing at the fact that she was lost. We have a call. We have a call from the 424.
From the 424?
Yeah. Nice. Who's calling in? Is radio time. Who is it?
Hi, this is Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. Who are you calling for?
I am actually calling because you guys are doing a discussion right now about famous or infamous.
Yes. Yeah, famous. So we were... sorry about my cameras there. We were talking about fame. I draw my camera. Sorry about that. It just goes crazy. Do you claim to fame, honey?
I do. Yeah. In my own right, I think I do. You know, I know you have a very talented musician that you're discussing things with on air, but I feel like I've gained fame in karaoke around L.A. I've been to all the different karaoke clubs.
Oh, what? Yeah, we have a challenger for you.
What's that, hon?
They'll request me to do songs for them.
Really?
Okay. And
have her sing something to you.
Yeah, let's hear.
Good job. Okay.
Yeah, let's hear one of your favorite songs.
One of you tonight.
Yeah. We want to hear the claim to fame.
Yes, we want to hear it.
I actually do a really great impersonation of Britney Spears.
Oh, nice. Oops, you did it again.
No.
Okay, ready? Good
one. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Oh, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Oh, pretty baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're right outside, yeah. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now. We know my loneliness is killing me, and I am a something I still believe.
There you go. Listen.
I'm not with you. Yeah,
she's on karaoke high right now.
Give me a sign. And then you hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, I like that. Very good. Give it up. What was your name again, honey? What was your name?
Jesse.
Do you sing in Spanish?
Oh, yeah, Jesse.
You sing in Spanish?
I wish I could sing in Spanish.
Because I know about it. I know about a contest.
Bili, bili, bom, bom.
She's singing La Macarena. Yeah,
there's going to be a contest in 2 weeks for singers.
Yeah.
Whoever wins will get an actual CD, you know,
a record deal,
basically, something like that. So,
ooh, listen to that, Jesse.
Announce that information one more time.
Yeah, so there's auditions for this thing. It's a Spanish thing, obviously. It's called Mi Vida Es Cantar. My life is to sing.
Uh-huh.
And there's going to be 10 people chosen, and there's going to be, you know, every week they're going to be getting rid of one person. So obviously it's going to last 10 weeks. And whoever wins is going to get a record deal and, you know, get a whole CD and pictures.
We can teach you Spanish. Don't you worry.
I mean, if you sing that good, might as well try.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could totally do Selena. I've done Selena karaoke.
All right.
Well,
that's right.
Selena didn't know how to speak Spanish.
Let me hear a little bit of that.
Let's hear some Selena.
Let me hear a little bit of that.
Let me try that.
Yeah.
Como la flor.
All right, Jesse. Wow.
Ay,
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 como me duele.
Ooh.
Ay,
como ay,
me duele. Just how you deliver that word, duele. I can tell that you can
probably pronounce it completely wrong, but no, I don't know.
You're totally in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Well, thank you very much for calling, Jesse. We got another caller on the line. Who is calling from the 310?
The 310?
Yes. Who is calling? We cut Jesse. We dropped Jesse, and we're picking up this other... I don't know why I lost control of this over here. My computer's acting weird, guys. I'm sorry, but...
Hello.
Yeah, who's there? Who's calling? Is Radio Time.
On the line.
Hello.
Yeah, what's your name?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's your name?
This is Ryan Reeves.
Ryan Reeves?
Yeah, do we about to call me Dryan?
Yeah, Dryan. Dryan Weaves is what
I
heard.
Yeah, me too.
Dryan Weaves?
It's Ryan Reeves. Ryan Reeves, a comedian from the South Bay area.
All right.
Mr. Ryan Reeves. What's going on?
I love the applause. You guys are so kind. Thank you.
What's going on over there, Ryan?
What's happening, brother?
Not much. Just chilling. How you guys doing? Just wanted to call in and say hi, show you guys some love.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate that.
Hey, go ahead and plug away your shows that you have in the South Bay. What do you got going on? What nights?
All right. Well, starting next Monday, I got a show at Hawthorne at the Falcon Inn, which is 5023 West Rosecrans.
Now, let me tell you a little bit of something about this place, Alexis.
Yeah,
this
place is
it looks like a bar that you might not come out alive, okay? And so, and you go and you do shows, and you know, you do your, you practice a lot of your new stuff there. They're, you know, good shows. He puts on a show, and people show up, and you just want to get home. You know, yeah, you, well, when you're
in
there,
your last lap.
It could be your last set. And so,
it's not that bad, but he's trying to paint a picture. It's not that bad, but go ahead.
No, yeah, it's not that bad. But yeah, I'm just,
you're killing his
operation. I'm trying to set. I know, I'm totally kidding. Sorry about that, Ron. People were putting it on their day runner. Oh, Monday, Hawthorne. What? Crime? No, scratch that out.
Never mind. Fuck that. I'll stay home.
I like life.
Thanks,
man. I go and I lost some money. Okay, I had a wad of cash.
Oh, I remember this place.
And I dropped. Tell them how much.
I lost like $500-$600 I had on me, like right then and there. I just had this money for some reason, and I lost it, just the cash. You know, I had it all wrapped up.
You lost it by. Oh, you just lost.
I just lost it, and no, I just it fell out of my pocket.
Okay, okay.
You're trying to walk around with a big knot in his pocket and impress the ladies, and the shit fell out.
Like always, that's always right. And then so I get home. I got all the way home, like it was a half hour drive.
Yeah,
and I get home and I realize I lost my money. So I call him up and I say, "Hey, I lost money," and then he was like, "Yeah, right. Like you're really gonna call it in? You're gonna try and find it?" And
I really
said, yeah, he said that. He goes, oh, I don't know. I can't make any promises. And then somebody found it and claimed it.
That is so nice, man. That is, isn't that it's, a good
and
story?
So Falcon in Hawthorne, you know, looks aren't everything. You know, you go there, it looks like you might, but it's a, they're great people. Falcon in Hawthorne. Thank you very much. The philosophy of Rick. Thank you very much. Ryan. Hey, Ryan, any other places that you got besides Falcon Monday?
The Falcon on Monday at 9 o'clock is free to get in. All you got to do is buy two drinks. And then the next day in San Pedro at Godmother's Saloon.
San Pedro at Godmother's Saloon.
Godmother's Saloon.
Godmother's Saloon.
All right.
That's at 8 o'clock.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ryan, for calling in. It was always great. Ryan's a very funny guy. I did the Ontario Improv with him last week. He murdered. He killed. Good stuff. Ryan Reeves. Ryan Reeves. Guess who? She can't see the chat?
Nope.
What chat?
Oh,
I got a friend that's connecting from Germany right now, and she can't see the chat on your website.
Oh, so yeah. You can't see it. You can hear it, though. Skid Row Studios,
She's listening. She's listening.
Oh, she's listening.
Yeah, she's listening.
She's listening to your words.
Click the live player link.
That sounds familiar, actually.
Come over here. Okay, that sounds French. That doesn't sound German.
I know, that sounds French.
Totally French.
Wait, how did you go for German to French?
We have another caller here. It could be her. Hello, who's calling is radio time?
Who is calling
is? Hello, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla.
I'm just saying hi to Octavio.
Octavio. They're the fans. Guess what, honey? You get a free CD from Octavio.
I know him, you know, face to face. He's an amazing person and he's an amazing singer. So I just want to say congratulations because.
How well do you know him? You can't just say something like that and not tell us more. How well do you know him?
Sorry, people. That's Alexis. He won't be coming back next week. Carla.
I'm calling just saying congratulations, Octavio. He's not saying anything. He's amazing.
Thank you, Carlita. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Carlita. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Indio, California.
Okay, right, Indio, California. Okay, thank you very much. Anything else you want to say to Octavio? Because we have some more callers.
Well, I hope that he can get some, you know, presentations, any show here in the area because
Indio.
We are we are waiting for someone like him.
We're gonna, good boys, good music.
But if there's like a small bar that would like me to do an acoustic show, I'm more than happy to go. You know, just let
there's
me know.
A small venue out there called Coachella.
we're gonna
try to get him at Coachella. I'm gonna make sure I get a petition at Coachella and try and get Octavio Red from Wacky Ecuador to play to play Coachella. We got another call. Hello.
Another call.
Who's on the line? All right, you know. Who's on the line here? Hello. Calling from the 562.
From the 562.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, looks like they got all shy. Yeah.
They got shy.
They got a shy
right,
person.
We're not waiting for calls, but they'll call back. Octavio, really, Coachella, when's that coming up?
Well, I guess...
Hey, big goals right here. Focus, big goals. Coachella, baby.
I guess we haven't looked into it, actually.
I think you will. You're rocking.
But when we do, I think we can make it happen. We got enough history and credentials for it.
Uh-huh.
So we're ready. We're definitely
awesome,
ready.
I think you met my brother Tom, the rock and roll guy with the long hair.
I did.
He just said that you can play the backyard and bedroom circuits.
Where is that at?
I don't know. I might want to call him.
That just sounds weird.
The backyard
and the bedroom
circuits? That sounds like a kidnapper in Cleveland or something.
That's the way he would say it.
Yeah. Here, come play this instrument in my backyard. Hit you on the head.
Bedroom circuits.
Now we got a caller. Okay. Caller, where are you calling from?
I'm again, Carla. I'm sorry, my last phone call was lost.
Oh, Carla!
Tell her to give us her address. We'll make sure to mail in a CD.
Yeah, Carla, go to rickiz.com, rickiz.com. Send me your address, and I'll make sure that Octavio will be getting your CD, his CD, to you.
Yeah.
Can you repeat it again, please?
Okay. Por favor.
Yeah, Spanish. Por favor. Thank
you. Por favor.
RickIz.com.
.com. No, punto sounds too much like puto. You don't want to do that.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, you got to be careful. He's all puto com. No, you're puto com.
Punto. Anuncia.
This is not a vulgar show, Frenchie.
So, just go ahead, go there, go to my Facebook. You find
Facebook
me, Rick Isieta, and then send me the message, or send Octavio Red the message on Facebook, and you give him your address, and he'll show up with the CD himself personally.
That's
and
right.
Roses,
he'll perform
and roses, and he'll be singing to you while you're in the balcony right there.
With his guitar.
First floor. How do you like?
Okay.
How would you like that? Seriously, Carla, how would you like that?
She just said, "Okay, it's going."
Sounds amazing with you or Octavio.
Oh, with me too.
Great.
With me, I just don't sing that good. All I can sing is
I'm Latina. What can I say? I can't do it. Whatever you want. I don't have any problem.
I'll just be outside your balcony telling you jokes, making okay. you laugh.
Is that thank you very much. And congratulations, and have a nice day.
Thank you, Carla. You too. Bye. She's so sweet.
She is sweet.
Isn't she? Thank you very much, Carla, for coming. She got a CD from Octavio Red, Spanish rock singer from Guayaquil, Ecuador, touring Latin America starting when?
Late July.
Late July. And we have another caller. This one's from the 323 area.
323?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello?
My name is Maya. I'm calling from L.A.
Maya from L.A. And are you calling to talk to Octavio or are you calling to claim your fame?
I'm calling to talk to Octavio.
Oh, okay.
Can I do both, can I?
What's that? Oh, you can do both.
Of course.
I'm just curious. What do you claim to fame?
What is your claim to fame?
I don't know.
I like those. I don't know. I've been a bad girl. I don't know.
I don't know. They're...
Maya. Is it Maya?
Yeah.
Is it Maya? Okay. Maya in Spanish is Mia, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful name.
No, it's Maya.
Todavía es Maya.
It's Maya.
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 Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, so you're, are you, oh, From what part of Latin America are you?
I'm not.
She's not. Why are you assuming, Rick?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from L.A.
You're from LA.
She's from
okay.
LA, Rick.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I apologize on behalf of Rick.
What part of LA?
What part of LA, Maya?
South Central.
South Central, LA.
There we go.
That's okay. What I'm talking about.
Okay. What do you want to ask Octavio Red, who's here today, and he has CDs to give away?
Well, he's giving her a CD, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
I want to ask him when. I want to know when he's going to go back to Mexico because I really want to come.
Oh, you want to ride with him to Mexico when he goes and plays
no,
in Mexico?
No, I have to go on my own. I just want to see him there.
Oh, all right. Okay, cool. What part of Mexico? All
right. Hi, Maya.
Hi.
Yeah, it's me, Octavio. How you doing?
Fine.
When are you going? I just came back from Mexico.
I saw that on Facebook and I was kind of pissed. I'm like, fuck, man, I really want to go. So...
Well, you know what? I'm supposed to go back to do a video shoot. Like, I'm supposed to shoot a video for one of my new songs in Mexico City. And for sure, I'll be doing some small shows at, you know, bars here and there. But I will definitely keep you posted.
Hey, Maya.
I'll be posting everything on Facebook.
Maya, if Octavio invited you to go on his jet plane, would you go?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Of course, yeah, right?
What if he invited you to ride on horses? Would you
I'm
go?
Down.
You'd go with him? You would? All right, good. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Wow, what are you challenging me now, Rick?
I'm sorry, Alexis, did you have a question for
no,
Maya?
No, I did not, actually.
Okay. Anybody have a question for Maya?
What's your address? Because, you know, so you guys can send her a...
Well, don't say it on the radio because Maya... You know, your fans will be coming running to your door.
Exactly.
They could come to my house if they want to.
What goes on?
Maya is cool.
What goes on in your house?
We need more South Central.
It pops off.
Does it really?
Your house pops off, huh?
Yeah.
Give me the major cross streets.
Party at Maya's.
Avalon.
Avalon and what?
Vernon.
Oh, girl, okay, it does pop off right there.
Please? So what happens?
It will pop off at my house, though.
What do you guys do? What do you guys do all day?
Nothing. We're chilling. I'm just saying. They come over.
You're drinking a 40?
I don't drink 40s anymore.
You don't drink 40s anymore?
Not anymore. What
no.
I'm a classy lady. I drink Bud Light.
See, you drink White Zinfandel.
I drink Kawamas.
Kawamas. I like how you say it. Dos Equis. Dos Equis.
All right. Maya, did you want to invite Octavio anywhere?
That I
want to
what?
Did you want to invite Octavio anywhere?
Yes. Okay. He should call me to Rosarito to see Lake in July.
Let's go. I'm down.
I'm serious. The tickets are going to sell like in 2 weeks.
I know. She gets VIP, just to let you know. Maya is, she's
in the industry.
In the industry with the Rake fans, and she's like the main.
Where are we going?
The main one.
Where are we going?
Where are we going, Maya?
To Rosarito.
Rosarito.
Oh, let's go.
I'm totally
let's
down.
Go. Let's go. I mean, she gets VIP, so why not? Let's do it.
I got a tent. You like guys with tents?
A tent? No, I stay in hotels. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh. It's cool.
Fine.
We'll be in the parking lot.
Hey.
So when you come out,
there are chicks out there that like tents. All right.
They just
got hair under their armpits.
Yeah, we're pioneers here.
All right, Maya. Thank you for calling in. Greatly appreciate the call. It
Please
was very
give
nice
your email.
You. She'll contact us. She'll know. Well, we got to contact Maya. You know her? You know Maya?
Yes,
very
I
well.
Do.
You've heard? Okay, because we have another call.
Oh, we do. Well, let's say,
yeah, nice.
Maya,
I'm
it's
telling
been a pleasure.
You. Who's calling? Who's on Is Radio right now?
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Hey, this is Dino, guys. I'm listening live right now.
Oh, Dino.
Dino. I like that name. Dino Dog.
Dino.
Yeah, I'm from Los Angeles.
You're from Los Angeles, right.
Yes.
Wow, where'd you get
it? It's actually cool that I've been mentioning the Octavio Red.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Actually, make sure you stand in one place where we can hear you. Don't move. You're cutting out.
Okay, I'm not
don't
moving.
Breathe.
Do you have Metro PCS?
Like I was saying, guys,
Metro PCS?
Metro PCS?
Go to the nearest payphone.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Wait. Hey, can we hear you now?
Yes,
okay.
In my ear.
Okay, in my ear. Good, good. Okay, so talk to me, buddy. Don't move. Don't move.
Don't move. Don't you?
Okay.
So tell me, what were you saying about Octavio Red?
Well, yeah, Octavio Red, I have friends on Facebook that recently posted links from his concerts in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the footage of him performing and discussing his trips. And I noticed that he usually promotes some T-shirts that say Pagal Lifestyle on them.
Uh-huh.
And I was just
I'm actually wearing one right now.
He's wearing.
That's my prime sponsor.
Oh, nice. I was just wondering, like, if you could give some info on where we can learn about it, because the name sounds kind of weird and interesting at the same time.
All right. That's nice. The idea.
That's the idea.
That's the idea.
That's the idea.
Weird is good.
Weird is always good. Well, not always.
Yeah, but it's also interesting because it's like a weird clothing name. So I'm just wondering if you have the website or something where I can check it out.
Yes, it's pecadoclothing.com. Or you just contact me on Facebook and I'll send you the link. I mean, it's got a deep message on the Pecado shirts. They they're really cool guys, and they just want to, you know, it's basically a shirt that promotes that you redeem yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
it's
got a very deep message. It's got some really cool photos. They're models, guys and girls. They got some intense scenes of people doing
I like those.
A lot of crazy things, but yet coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Coming back from drugs, coming back from like all kinds of crazy things, you know, and I really appreciate these guys who sponsor me. They also sponsor me for my Mexico trip. I gave away a lot of Pecado shirts. And like ton of them, they're like great material and really good. And they just promote that, you know. It's got like a very subliminal message.
That's great.
So I can find these on Facebook.
Yes, Pecado Clothing, Pecado Clothing, or you can add the main guy. His name is Eddie Martinez, or just send me a message on Facebook, Octavio Red, and I'll send you the info.
That'd be cool. So I noticed a lifestyle on there. Is it Pecado Lifestyle Clothing?
Yep, that's it, buddy.
On Facebook?
Yep.
All right.
That's good stuff, man.
That's nice.
All right, brother. Hey, where are you calling from, L.A.?
From Los Angeles, yes.
All right. Have you ever heard our show?
Yeah, I have. Well, this is actually my debut of hearing about you guys.
All right.
I saw the link that was going live.
Okay.
Hey, man, we appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Skid Row Studios.
Yeah, Skid Row Studios. This is Radio, one of the comedy shows on there. Listen to some of the past tracks. We had some funny stuff.
Yes.
We had Kim Jong-un call in from North Korea.
Yeah.
We had the Pope call in. So really
Didn't
funny
Rodman
stuff.
Rodman call in as well? Or?
Rodman. No, Rodman hasn't called in yet, but we keep trying to find him. We're going to have Mike Tyson call in soon.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson's going to call in.
We just don't know what Mike Tyson we're going to get.
Yeah, so stay tuned. All right, buddy, stay tuned. Thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Yeah,
thanks, guys. Thanks for that answer about the teachers, bro.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
And look up Octavio Red. Make sure you continue supporting Octavio Red.
Oh, definitely.
The rock and roll star, where he's with us here today on Is Radio. If you have any more questions, 1-800-893-9562, 1-800-893-9562. Octavio.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm sure you've gotten this asked you before. How about English?
How about English?
Are you rocking out in English?
You know what?
Are you doing any of that?
I'm actually working on some stuff.
Okay.
I'm working on some stuff. I have some good contacts where I can, you know, do some damage.
Okay. I like
damage.
That.
We like damage.
I like the damage.
I know you guys like damage. That's why I'm here.
Okay,
to make some damage.
Good to go.
Let's do some damage. So, I'm working on, new music, Spanish new music, I'm coming up with 6 songs in the next month and a half. I got a great engineer, Edgar Cabrera, and Mauricio Ortiz. I have 2 engineers that I'm working with.
Very nice.
Definitely, I have like 3 or 4 English songs working on them already.
Cool.
That's great, man.
Everybody's been telling me that since I've been involved in Hollywood a lot and I talk to a lot of people from the English industry. They're like, what the hell, dude? Might as well do something in English.
Uh-huh.
Have you thought about doing something in Nicaraguan?
You know what? I thought about it, but not really.
Uno, madre, Is that how they talk over there?
No. Así no.
We got another call from the 630 area. 630. Who's calling?
Where is that at?
I don't know.
Where is the 630?
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, airtime. What's your name?
Airtime.
And where are you calling from? Yeah? No? Maybe? You don't want to talk? Hello? Do people call and just put their phone down? What do they do? I have to go to the bathroom or something?
They're like, oh, hold on. You answer now. You get to wait.
Yeah.
They've probably been waiting
we've been handling it pretty good. Hello? Hello? Oh, hi. How are you? Thank you for calling. You got dogs calling.
I even got the dogs listening. That's cool.
That's a good sign when you got dogs.
You got
fans.
The dogs listening. Yeah.
You know, Octavio, my dad was a composer.
Oh, really?
He used to write music.
Nice.
And he was big here in LA. He actually was in the OTI. You ever heard of the OTI?
Of course, man. It's like the biggest contest out there.
OTI. It's just pronounced OTI. OTI.
Festival OTI.
Festival OTI. And it's like for Spanish composers to submit songs. And they do like Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York.
And he won it?
And he won first place for Los Angeles.
That's impressive.
Go to Miami and then compete for the States. Okay.
The national title.
And then go represent the States somewhere. But he got second place on that one because the singer forgot the words to the song.
Wow.
Oh.
But he still got second place. He would have won.
Ask
he would have
won this.
He would have
second place.
It. Yeah, he would have aced it. So I have my brother Tom is actually working on those songs that my dad wrote in the late 80s, early 90s.
Half Nicaraguan.
Yeah, Tom is half Nicaraguan. My brothers are all half of everything. It's interesting. Half Nicaraguan.
Yeah,
half
I met Tom. French. He's a really talented and great guy.
Yes, yes. Madmantix.com.
Madmantix.com, baby.
Madmantix.com. Yep. I like how you repeat everything I say.
For a second, I thought it was an echo. I was going to tell you something. Set the sound, buddy, because the echo is really like.
Octavio Red's here. Octavio Red is here. And Nick in the sound booth. Nick in the sound booth.
Nick in the sound booth.
Thank you.
And Octavio Red.
Tilda on the phone from Germany. Tilda from Germany.
630.
That's Germany.
Hey, we got another caller here.
Don't sound so surprised.
From the 323 area.
323?
Yeah, who's calling in from the 323? Who is this? Hello?
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 Yeah, who is this? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Bob. I'm calling from Hacienda Heights.
Hey, Bob.
What's up, Tom?
My ears were burning, man.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is my famous brother, Tom. Tom Guatemala. He's got a bunch of different last names.
Is that Tom?
Tom was the one who helped me start the radio show.
I know Tom.
How you doing?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Very good, man. Hey, I've been you since Christmas?
I know it's been a while, and I'm sure you were listening to the show, right?
Yeah, I just listen right now, man. And my ears are burning.
You're famous, Tom. You're famous. That's what the show's about. Fame. What's your claim to fame, Tom?
I'm not shooting for fame. I'm shooting for infamy.
Infamy.
Wow. Yeah, Tom.
There you go.
Yeah, Tom.
It's just a step above. Yeah, fame.
Tom would have won 10 Oscars by now, and Grammys, 10, 12, 20 Grammys by now. But he's really, you know. Not going for the fame.
No,
you know?
Infamy.
He's just
going for infamy.
I was going to tell you this before about the fame thing.
Yeah.
Well, first off, Octavio, I heard about your Mexico tour and stuff. Great stuff.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Awesome. Thank you.
Love that, dude. Always keeping up with you and, you know, and all that stuff. My deal with the fame is that, I mean, I've accomplished so much more musically, just doing everything underground and indie level. I mean, you know, you can just bypass all the regular norms.
That's true. He's actually right.
And just tag and bag it, you know.
Right.
Which, getting back to, you know, getting
tag and bag,
you know, stuff. I mean, you know, that's stuff that inspired me back in 83 when they were recording it. I mean, that's the old analog studios, you know, everyone in there, union musicians. You know, and that's what, you know, even propelled me even farther to go, you know, the way, you know, they talked about, you know, Frankie, the engineer at the time, you know, over at Sound Studio, I believe, in Burbank.
Yeah.
Those guys, you know, motivated me in the studio.
Yeah. Tom's got a lot of talent in the studios.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so you got some songs. You got some songs from Dad. Are they ready?
Yeah,
are they ready? I would love to hear them.
We were talking about it. We're just talking about should that, sing yeah. them, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah, we were saying, hey, you should sing them, man.
Yeah, I'm down.
Got some pretty good songs.
Well, I'm gonna have to meet up with your brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first step was to remaster them, but it's hard remastering from a tape.
Yeah.
That was manufactured in '83, '84.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty much got it perfected, but the whole thing.
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, Tom.
Oh, sorry about that, Tom.
That was a total accident.
Is that what you guys do to your callers?
No, that's my brother. That's family.
That's family.
That's okay.
I know. Yeah, but the family is just selling.
But we
out.
Have another caller. We had another caller waiting at the same time. Who's on the line?
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Hi, this is Veronica from Orange County.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. How you doing? You know Octavio?
Yes, I do, for about 4 years.
Hi, Dale.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm glad you called.
I was like, I'll call you. Say hi.
Are you a big fan?
Yes, I am. I have been to a few shows.
Oh, that's cool.
And what do you like the most about Octavio and his band?
His love for music and his, like, energy, and all the fans love his music when they go to his shows.
Okay,
cool. Oh, that's cool. Good. That's a great answer.
You know, we're going to send you a CD.
Okay.
Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Octavio's going to show up to your doorstep. Are you looking good? Are you wearing anything sexy?
Funny.
Actually, the funny thing is he's not being funny. He's totally serious. Yeah.
Hey, are you gonna be a new fan here with Is Radio Time?
Yeah, I never heard of that radio station since I live in Orange County.
Okay, wow. Hey, tune in every week and give us a call every now and then. We get a different guest all the time, but make sure you keep on supporting Octavio Red here.
Thanks for the support.
Keep buying his CDs and look for him on iTunes.
Okay.
We're on iTunes also. Did you know that?
Huh? Now we do.
We're on iTunes also. Is Radio Time is on iTunes.
Can you know? Okay, I'll check it out.
I didn't know.
Yeah, we got a bunch of shows on there. Well, thank you. Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thanks for calling.
From
bye.
Orange County calling
bye,
in.
Beto.
We have
bye,
another
Beto.
Call coming in for from the 323.
It's probably Tom.
It's probably Tom.
Probably Tom.
Probably Tom.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. Who's calling?
My name is Eddie Martinez.
Oh, Eddie Martinez.
What's up, Eddie? How you doing?
What's up, Eddie?
Pretty good. Good. Octavio, how you doing,
What's
man?
Up, buddy? I was just talking about you on the radio, about you and Pecado Clothing and how we, you know, we work with each other and support each other a lot.
Tell us about your line
you
of clothing.
I was calling to thank you guys for having Octavio. You guys are great, man. Octavio's a good person. You know, he has great music and he has great fans and, you know, he tries very hard. And I'm a small guy and I'm trying hard too. And, you know, we're trying to promote something, you know, good. You know, sometimes we have to bring something back to the community. And I think this is a great opportunity for him. But I'm just calling to thank you, Octavio, man. You've been a great person to me, dude.
No problem.
And
God bless, man.
And thanks. I know good things will happen to you. And this radio station. Not a lot of radio stations that give you the opportunity, and you guys are doing a great job. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, man.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Eddie Martinez. Do you want to plug your website?
Actually, if you check it out on Facebook, it's Pecado Lifestyle Clothing. And like Octavio said, you know, not most of them, but all the T-shirts, they have a message. They need something. If you go on there and... You know, for all the people that go on there, I notice that people go on there and they like, I mean, personally, stuff that I believe that they like is just, I'm sorry to say, but garbage. And when we post things and we tell stories on Facebook is to promote something positive. Like right now, I'm working on a project and, you know, God bless me this morning. A friend of mine, I'll put his name out there. His name is Carlos. He's printing out some shirts for me. To send out to some kids in Africa, so I'm doing some printing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm going to take a bunch of shirts to give away to the kids in Africa. And this is something I'm just doing on my own because I really believe that, if one person can make a big difference and maybe motivate a child, and that child might later on become something. So this is what I'm doing, and I know if God could bless me, he could bless others. But I'm glad that you guys have Octavio on online today. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you, Eddie, very much.
All right, Eddie. Pecado, thanks for everything.
Pecado Lifestyle. Yeah. Look for Pecado Lifestyle. Pecado means sin, people.
Yes.
So we're promoting sin here today.
Yes, we are. And, but in Spanish.
So in Spanish, though. So yeah. Don't do any sinning in English.
Just do it in Spanish.
Yes. Pecado Lifestyle. Good stuff. Who's on the line calling from the 714? Is radio time.
It's Milka.
Milka.
What's up, girl?
Yeah.
Wow, what's up, Milka? It's the first time you call in. I know who you are.
Of course, Rick.
She's a great fan. She hasn't gone to my shows, but she keeps promising she's going to go.
Really?
She says she's going to go, and she never shows up.
Yeah.
It happens to me once in a while, too, you know?
But she has an incredible smile.
If you're going to
become Milka's friend on Facebook. She's got this smile from ear to ear, always happy girl. What's going on, girl?
Just calling for my CD and my poster. That's it. I gotta go.
She's like, my CD, my poster. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
It was my first time calling. I just, you know, Rick, I love your radio, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
The same thing as Octavio. I met him, and it's funny how we both met. We met an event that I was doing, and I met him there. And since then, we've become great friends on Facebook and stuff. So, I mean, I'm really happy to have met, you know, Octavio.
Thank you. Have you been listening? It's so sweet. You just made the whole audience feel.
Everybody's like, oh,
at one time.
She's so nice.
But really, she's like, I just want my CD and get out of here.
Now she's trying to play it off.
I got my CD and my poster signed and everything.
You got it.
Get my CD and poster. Oh,
hey.
By the way, he's very nice.
Hey, Milka. Well, Milka, thank you very much for calling in, and thank you for being a fan of Is Radio Time.
Yeah, and, you know, I will always be a fan no matter what, and, I will tell you, echele nanas, and, I mean, dreams come true, and, you know,
Andale.
That's good, and I'm really happy for both of you guys, and
thanks.
That's it. I wanted to call and say hi, and hopefully... I'll go to one of your comedy shows.
Yes. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully not when we're like 80.
You know? I know, right?
She's like, okay. Our senior citizen home, we're both together.
You will still be funny.
Yeah, I will.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You got one there.
All right. Well, good luck for both of you guys. And
Thank you.
The show going.
Keep calling, okay?
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, Milka. Have you seen Milka? She's got a big smile, this girl. She's really sweetheart.
Very nice.
Sweet, really nice.
And one of the best fans, you know, she's always supporting.
Always supporting.
Yeah. That's great. You need that.
So we got to send her.
Oh, yeah, it's here.
We got to make sure we're sending everybody. She'll submit a complaint to
she will.
Human Resources. Really.
We'll receive a letter from the attorney.
Where are you at next, Octavio? What's going on? How can people find you?
They can find me on Facebook, Octavio Red.
Okay.
And I'm like the first guy that pops up right there.
All right.
It's me and then also my fan page. You can follow me on Facebook. I go on Facebook a lot.
Okay. All right.
You can go to OctavioRed.com.
Sounds great.
And I mean, I got some small shows coming up, just getting ready for my trip to Peru. And I'm going to be stopping by in Ecuador because they found out about it. And there's going to be like a press conference. So it's good. I'm finally getting known there. It's been a while. I'm like, hey, guys. It's like,
yeah, you remember me? I was born here.
I was born here, you know? And they're like, oh, you know. I have to send a shout out to my manager, Cecilia Barrera. She's been doing a great job. And thanks to her, everything is, you know, happening in a good way, you know.
Cool.
And she works hard. And yeah, everything's looking good.
Having fun. That's great.
Also doing a movie in New York.
Okay.
I saw that. We're like in the middle of the filming, and they just sent me a message today. I'll be going back to New York to finish off that movie too. That's going to be in Colombia, called Pateando el Hábito, or Kicking the Habit in English.
Kicking the Habit. Thank you, Echo. Double Echo.
So,
hey, we have another caller. Might be for you.
Okay.
Let's check this out.
Let's hope.
Somebody from the 310 who's calling. It is radio time. Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Mauro. You can ask Octavio who I am.
Mauro.
The Brazilian drummer.
Is this the Mauro I know?
I don't know if you know this
guy. Is he your drummer right now?
He's a drummer, yeah.
I say
Mau Rock.
Oh, Mau Rock.
Wow.
Scratch that. He is the Ecuadorian Santana.
Wait a minute.
What the hell are you doing? You're supposed to be here.
Yeah. What happened, Mau Rock?
I'm calling to apologize, all of you. I couldn't make it. And, you know, I just find out that I can call, so I'm there. You know, in spirit, I'm over there next to you guys.
It's okay.
In spirit, he said.
As long as it's...
I have to tell you, we had a great time in Mexico with Mau Rock. This guy is an amazing guitarist and a good producer. So we're working on some new material with him. And just to let you know, I mean, anything you want to say to the audience, maybe let them know you produce and shout out your page.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, the thing what I'm calling, you know, well, a lot of people know me about like producing and as a guitarist, but the reason I'm calling is actually, you know, to thank Octavio for, he took me to these festivals in Mexico, and I have a terrific time. And he, besides being an amazing musician, he's an amazing person. So Ooh. I'm really glad that I'm working with him.
Wow.
And, yeah, that's what I'm calling to say, you know, any place that I can say that on live, I take that, you know, advantage and I do it.
Awesome,
so thank you, Octavio, for being an amazing person, amazing musician. And we actually from Ecuador, and, you know, we're working hard in this country.
He is too. When are you guys going to take me on the road with you?
You should, man. Do like a comedy music
show. I'll just open for you.
Let's warm them up, man.
And I'll do my fast walking joke. Thanks for calling in, Mauro. Hey, let me just say this about Octavio Red. One of the things that he's doing right is he's just being good to people.
Yes.
Because you could tell that with all the phone calls calling in today. Yes. People are thanking him.
Yes.
You know, it's like, thank you. And so,
That's awesome.
when you are like that in the world of fame, things will go good for you. I see a very bright future for you.
Yes.
I think you're going to do great, Octavio.
Thanks, man.
Thank you very much for being on our show.
Well, thank you, Octavio.
Thank you guys for inviting me over.
You got to come back and sing. You and Mauroc. I want to bring you in next time. We'll just do a singing spot.
Sure,
and
sure.
We'll set you up right here, and you guys come in and sing.
Just to let you know, Mauroc, this studio kicks ass, man. It's a beautiful studio,
man. Yeah, this is a super cool studio.
Yes.
It's a super, like, it's a very nice place.
SkidRowStudios.com.
SkidRowStudios.com.
They do a bunch of shows. There are only two comedy shows, and I'm one of them. And, we do comedy here.
Yes, we do.
With my Echo expert.
Yes.
Octavio, stick around, because now what we're going to do, we're going to move on over to a segment we call Movie Review from Yo Adrian.
Yo Adrian!
Yeah. All right. So, best part.
Yo Adrian. What do you got for us, Yo Adrian, in the movies?
Well, I got Great Gatsby.
Great Gatsby.
That was interesting. I got to see that about 6 months ago. It was an early screening, you know, to test them out.
Just had to say that really quick.
Yeah, they had to go through his test.
Yeah, just
he had to analyze the situation.
That had nothing to do with the movie. Yeah. He just had to throw that in there.
The only problem was I ate a cookie before I went in to watch that.
A funny cookie.
So I was balls out going crazy.
Okay.
Greedy was great. There was just one scene where this guy just slaps this girl, and then the tooth flies out into the screen. You know, like, he wanted to bring out the 3D to that extreme. And they took it out in the new version.
Some insight.
Because a lot of people didn't like that. My final review would be probably 8 out of 10. Because the visuals are great. I love Baz Luhrmann. I think he's a fabulous director. I love what he did with Moulin Rouge, Romeo and Juliet. He has a way of creating, you know, something new with story that has been told decades. And, you know, it's a great interpretation. Acting-wise, I could have lived without Tobey Maguire, unfortunately. I didn't think he played a good role in it.
You hear that?
Other than that...
You hear that, Tobey? Hey, Tobey, you hear that? Toby. Get out of there!
Adrian is saying you're no good.
You're no good. You're a bum, Tobey! You're a bum! Catch your chicken!
I give an 8 out of 10. I give an 8 out of 10. Now, I actually have a funny story to tell you.
Since there's no
movies coming out...
What?
I went ghost hunting the other week.
Oh, he went ghost hunting.
Yeah. I went ghost hunting.
You went ghost hunting? Wait a minute. Like a video game? Like,
no.
In like real life?
Really? Ghost hunting. Yeah, no, like, you know the Pasadena.
Can you tell me this now? When we got 5 minutes left in the show?
Yeah, ghost hunting.
The Pasadena Suicide Bridge, you know where that is?
Yes, I know. Everybody knows.
Okay. So we went there and. We didn't have any equipment or anything, so. Long story short, it was a failure to capture anything.
Oh my
god. And I bet you the ghosts were
story ever.
I bet you the ghosts were out like crazy.
Yeah.
Huh?
You didn't have
your camera.
I did not have my camera.
Amazing.
Oh, and the worst part was that I just had my camera like earlier in the day and I just dropped it off.
That is the worst part. Wow. That is the worst part. Wow.
Yeah. So to redeem myself, I'm going to sing karaoke later. That's Sardos.
He's going to sing karaoke.
But I don't know if that's redeeming himself. I think we should take him to like a cemetery or something and drop him off, have him spend the night.
There you go.
I think.
Yeah.
And
give him his camera.
Please.
By the way, actually, I am going to do this little camping horror trip.
Okay.
It's June 4th or June 5th. And basically, you go for 12 hours. It's a camping trip. So they include the dinner and the breakfast. And you have to do like a little hunt. So... It costs like $150 and
it's called Easter. That's for little kids.
You're gonna pay $150 to go camping and hunt for a ghost?
Yeah.
I wanna be the guy that sells that.
Camping for 12 hours. Is that camping? 12 hours?
No, how do you sell a ghost chasing thing?
Yeah. Listen, you're gonna look for this. You might not ever find it.
You might say you don't see anything, but they're there.
But they're there. And for $150 I can show you that camping.
Hey, $250, I can make more ghosts.
For $150, y'all be dressing up as a ghost.
Now go run behind the tree. Yeah. Give me the blanket.
Exactly.
Put some little holes in the blanket and just say you're a ghost.
No, you know what? I do believe in ghosts, though. It's possible.
Of course.
I felt a vibe when I was under the Pasadena Suicide Bridge.
Vibe was the cars going over your head.
But no, it was cool. Okay. I got to hang out with a cool girl, and it was fun.
Oh, rewind.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, rewind a second. What happened there?
Okay. That's why you didn't have your camera equipment with you.
Yeah.
Oh, you had your other equipment with you, didn't you?
You had your tool with you.
Didn't you? Huh? Right. Adrian!
So you think the ghost... didn't want to have anything to do with you guys because you're making out or something?
Oh, no.
No?
No, they would have...
You weren't making out?
No, we weren't making out.
All right, you weren't making out. Okay.
A few kisses, that was it.
A few kisses.
Oh,
she's listening right now, that's why. That's
all right.
Oh, that's the truth. Oh, she's listening?
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell her about the concert you went to?
Which one?
No, I'm just kidding.
I think I have one of my dad's songs. So we'll end the day.
For sure, man.
It's
going to be nice.
With a tribute to my dad here, wrote a song. My dad was a very romantic singer. It wasn't Spanish rock. He was a romantic singer.
Yeah. More of a ballad kind of guy.
Yes. Miguel from Ecuador.
Yes, and he wrote a song here called Siempre, Siempre. Which means forever, forever.
Forever, forever.
And this was for you, Pops. Thank you guys for listening to Radio.
Wow. This is my dad?
He wrote it and he won. And that's his synthesizer.
Yeah, that's me, synthesizer.
little bit of it. Siempre había pensado. Tony Solo is the singer. En alguien como
tú. Nice voice. En
cada multitud. Yeah. Más te perdías y contigo se iba mi ilusión. Okay, really quick. I grew up next to a black family. And they used to come, my dad be playing this music, right? Uh-huh. And then they used to come and always say, oh, your dad with the, como estas, como estas, como estas.
Como estas.
Those are my sisters.
Wow. You really put that in there?
Now do you understand why my dad's been married 7 times? Hey, the guys in the booth don't even know what the words are and they're getting all romantic.
No, I'm saying your dad's been married a lot of times.
Yeah,
He's not done. Yeah, he's still.
On an even number.
Yeah, that's my dad's music right there. Tony Solo sang that song back in, I think it was late 80s, early 90s. Thank you very much, Dad.
Yeah.
That was very good. We greatly enjoy that. We're going to make sure that Octavio takes a look at that song and makes it a little rocky, like...
It can be like Slayer.
You're in my ear. Siempre.
Wow.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It is radio time. Thank you, Yo Adrian, Alexis, at the Echo for joining us today. Yes. And Octavio Red.
Look for him
out there. Thank you very much. Skid Row Studios is radio. I'm Rick Iskieta. Look for my stuff, rickis.com. Good night.
Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.